Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud division. May I have your first and your last name, please?
My name is Carla Simmental.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address.
480 Duranzo Island, Irvine, California.
Okay. And what's your email address as well, please?
I have Carla L. Simmental at yahoo.com.
Okay, on here they have, let's see, K-A-R-I-S-I-M-E-N at mail.com?
No.
Okay, now this account here, let's see, it was opened by the 2nd of January. It was for a Wi-Fi booster, shipping cost $7.45, and a warranty for $3.99. Do you recall ordering the Wi-Fi booster?
No, ma'am. And Tiffany, I get paid on the 3rd. So I wouldn't have no money in the account then.
Okay, then it looks like someone on the exact same day they ordered another device for a shipping cost of $7.45, which was a streaming device. Okay, let me see. Now, I understand you didn't order those products, but did you receive any one of those items at your residence?
No, I don't even know what that is. I'm not a computer person. I don't know Wi-Fi S like that.
Okay, so with the USPS tracking number, they have both products being delivered January the 12th at 4:46 p.m. It comes in your mailbox. Now, whoever used your information to sign up for these products, they are free to where they pay the shipping costs, but they also get a charge of $49.97, which that is to an online gadget store.
That's the account that I'm seeing. That's the negative amount that I see in my card.
Okay, so.
And I have a prepaid card. It's not like an account with banks and all that, you know?
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so this is what we do in the fraud department. We'll take the IP address that's on this account. When I say IP address, the IP address belongs to whatever device they use to order the Wi-Fi booster and the streaming device. So we do turn the IP address over to your local police department. They are the ones that will do the investigation for us. They will basically let us know who's the owner of the IP address, the type of device the IP address belongs to, and then also the time and the location they was in when the account was first initially opened.
Okay.
So once that investigation is over with, then we do go ahead and prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. Have you checked just to make sure that no one in the household could have signed up for that Wi-Fi booster and that device streaming?
How do I get my money back and make sure no money is taken away from this card anymore?
By going through with an investigation and we prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name.
Okay. When will I get my money back?
So the investigation takes up to 2 weeks, but we're going through with an investigation. I can process the payments and they'll go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Tell me, I don't understand that. Tell me again, Tiffany, what you said. I don't understand.
Okay, so the fraud investigation takes up to 2 weeks for everything to be processed with the investigation. But as for the refunds, I can go ahead and refund those today. They'll go back within 3 to 5 business days. The refunds. That's it.
And then? No. But I want to make sure this doesn't happen anymore, like $3, $5, $8, none of that.
The account is already canceled, so it won't happen again.
Okay, good. Good. Now I have another question. I have another amount that I didn't authorize. Hold on.
And how much is that charge for?
$34.90.
That's not our charge, ma'am.
Okay.
But I will refund the ones that do the loans to us. I'll refund those charges back to you.
Can you tell me the charges again?
I sure can. Okay, so you have a charge for $49.97. Mm-hmm. And then you have two charges for $7.45. And then you have that charge for the $3.99.
Okay, I'm sorry. $49.97 and then $7.45 and then $7.45 again?
Yes, that's correct. And then $3.99.
Okay. And do you have dates on these? I know the $4.99 is on the 6th.
Okay, so the $49.97, that's right, that's on the 6th of January. The $3.99 charge, that was for January the 2nd. And then the two charges that I mentioned for the $7.45, those was also occurred on the 2nd of January.
Okay, hold on a second while you're on the line. Okay, what I'm doing right now is looking for those transactions right now. You said 1-3.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Oh, here it is. 1-3. No, I don't see any. Just the what I mentioned to you. $34.90.
Okay, that's not our charge. Do you see a different phone number from on the side of the charge?
Okay, there's one on 1212 for $3.99. Time, Mary, Masterful, Chris.
How much is the charge for?
$3.99.
Yep, that's the one I refunded as well.
Okay. And then here it is. I see the Safe Drag for $7.45.
Yep, that's the one I refunded too.
Okay. 1-2. Okay, good. Okay, so what do I need to do?
Everything is taken care of on this end. We made sure the account was canceled. It stopped all future charges. Already processed the refunds, the two for the $7.45, the one for the $3.99, and the one for the $49.97. Just
yes,
allow 3 to 5 business days. It'll go back into your account.
Okay. Tiffany, do you have a phone number where I could reach you guys at?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get that for you.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. That's no problem at all. All right. It's going to be 855.
Yes.
627. 4758.
I have 855-627-4758.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Okay, thank you very much.
More than welcome.
Do I have anything else to give you? Information or anything like that?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you are more than welcome, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day.
You do too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.